All right, good morning, good morning. So, last weekend kind of sucked. Being Memorial Day, you would expect that things would go just perfectly fine. Nope, not this time. On top of being last minute on the packing, yours truly also got stuck having a massive fucking migraine. Go figure. I ended up losing an entire day of work, which, yeah, y'all can joke. Well, you make your own schedule. Actually, no, for those of you that don't know, I don't just do this for a living. I actually work as a computer technician as well. And I missed an entire day, which completely threw my poor boss off. Because not only did we all miss Monday, we also had a ton of stuff come in Tuesday. And Tuesday was just all kinds of fuckery. But, you know, it is what it is. We work awesomely as a team, so me missing a day really isn't as big of a deal as people would think. But the same shit, different day, we've been moving. Y'all know this. Y'all know it's been one hell of a ride trying to get everything done. Well, we're finally done. Now to unpack. What the fuck? Can I hire somebody to do this, please? Like, I am so legit serious on this. Can I please just hire somebody to do this? Because I am so sick and tired of trying to get shit done and having way too much on my fucking plate. So, anybody that wants to volunteer, hey, hit me up. No, I'm just kidding. I'll get it done. No worries. Now, as far as last weekend's missed episode, I am so sorry, guys. Like I said, that migraine just, it took it and ran. Like, I literally all weekend fought off this headache like nobody's business. So, I apologize. My bad. I'll get back on it. I'll get my schedule worked out so that we're good and nothing is fuckered up anymore. But for those of you who listen for my truth bombs, I got one for you right after the break. Ha ha, wham bam, thank you ma'am. I am back and I am about to be on fire. Because you know what? A lot of people tell me that they listen for my truth. And guess what? I've been noticing a lot of discussion, a lot of TikToks, a lot of stuff on Facebook, any different kind of social media, that we have a huge, huge problem that continues to fuel the nation. And it was brought to my attention by an ex-TV anchor that she quit because she noticed more and more the falsified news that was being reported as truth. Like, come on. I know that people have lived in constant fear, and that's how the government's always been driven. But it's time for change, man. Like, I'm legit serious. It is time for change. And there is a project that I absolutely adore, and I'm a part of one of their branch off groups, but it is, be a street light, be the light, be the change you want to see. Being a street light is an amazing thing. It's all about speaking the truth, being kind, showing love to one another. And that's something that I absolutely stand by. And I'm sure that the one of the founders is going to catch this and correct me. Please, guys, if I misspoke in any way, correct me. Drop me a message, something, so that we can get this cleared up. But that's something that the nation needs to do. We need to be streetlights. We need to be the change in the country that we want to see. Because you can't change anybody else, but you can change yourself. And if you change yourself, guess what? You'll start seeing and connecting with people that actually share your values and want to do good as well. And if you don't, then you're just spinning your wheels. I mean, come on, who doesn't want to have a kind, caring neighbor? Who doesn't want to have help when they need it? I know I do. I know for me, I am constantly doing things for others because I would much rather have somebody have the help they need, even if they can't help me. Because then I know when they can help somebody else out, they'll help somebody else out. But yes, you've always got those assholes. That it's just the hard truth. You will always have those assholes that don't give a flying fuck. And will use you, abuse you, in every which way. Don't worry about those guys, though. Guys, gals, what have you. Because you know what? They'll get theirs. Karma will happen. Karma is ruthless. And, you know, there's days that I wish I was driving the bus. I'm not this week, so we're good. But don't worry about the outcome. If the next person decides to fuck it off, then let them. Now, moving on to the other hot button issue. Okay, I cannot look at a news story. I cannot flip through social media. I cannot see anything without hearing about racism. Okay, I saw a video on TikTok. What was it? I think it was yesterday. And it was this black guy. Awesome attitude, totally like spot fucking on. A black guy stating that yes, to a degree, every race has racism, but the problem is we're all in the same race. We're all in the human race. Being black, being white, being Asian, being South Pacific. Wow, I cannot. I think I've had too much caffeine already. But given all of that, we're all a part of the human race. And knowing and understanding that is a huge battle that we need to win. I mean, just because our skin's different doesn't mean that white people are racist. Black people are owed anything. I mean, come on. Let's break the damn stigma. Or like I heard on the radio today, a discussion about clothing. Okay, let's get one thing fucking straight right here, right now. Clothing has zero, and I mean zero, to do with race. I don't give a flying fuck if, oh, well, you're wearing a do-rag, that's a black thing. No, it ain't. I can promise you, motherfucker, I will put a fucking do-rag on my head, jump around the fucking neighborhood, and there ain't a single fucking thing anybody's gonna tell me. There ain't a single fucking thing anybody's gonna do about it. Or let's see what else. Braids. That's another one I've been hearing a lot about lately. Okay. Being a white girl, I was brought up in an environment that I was around Black people, Mexican people, Asian people. Some of my closest friends in high school were Black. And we would sit there and just chill. And I would get my hair done just like anybody else. And, you know, yeah, I wouldn't go all out, do the extensions, all of that. But I would straight up be the so-called white chick with cornrows from front to back. I would be that girl who had her hair done every single fucking week. Because we didn't see race. We didn't see anything different. We were just us. And that's legit how it needs to be. But I will tell you this. I did have one Black chick while I was in high school. I had asked her a simple question as to why she was using pink eyeshadow. Because personally for me, it didn't look right on her. Yeah, I got called racist, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But I straight up told her, I said, it has nothing to do with race. Because you know what? I'm South Pacific. I'm a Samoan. So I'm not just some stupid ass white girl. It has to do with the fact that this ice pink, and like legit ice pink fucking eyeshadow did not look right on this chick. Like any other light color would have been fine. But she straight up legitimately looked like a fucking clown. And I'm the type that I'm going to tell you, hey, you look like shit. Don't go out in public looking like that. So there's a problem. There's a breakdown somewhere. Because if somebody feels like a comment like that is racist, what does that say about their upbringing? Did they come from a family that, oh, well, we're Black, whites owe us? Or was it, hey, yeah, this is a part of your history, but we need to understand and realize that was a part of our history, not our present. We legitimately need to stop with all the bullshit and the lack of communication, the interruption in communication, however the hell you want to put it. Because if you don't, we're just going to continue to have the same problem over and over again. There is legitimately no generation on this planet right now that is old enough to have had any sort of family in a recent generation that would have owned a slave. Therefore, with that, there's no need for this, oh, well, you owe us. No, we don't. We didn't own slaves. Most of us, at least a majority of us, treat you guys fucking like you're human, not like you're some animal. Because you know what? You're not. You're a part of the human fucking race. And with that, we're going to take a quick break. All right, so we're going to close this episode up with something that's been really touching my last nerve. Okay? People say that, oh, well, you're white and blah, blah, blah. You have no right, no reason to speak on any of this. You know what? I know how it feels to be profiled. I know how it feels to be fucking criticized. I know how it feels to be told that I'm something that I'm not. I know how it feels because guess what? Been there, done that. For those that don't know, Doc is Indian. I'm Samoan. the gang is biracial. And for me, it's like I deal with that on a constant basis. I deal with the fact that people want to sit there and say, oh, well, you've got no idea. You're white. You're privileged. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck no, I ain't privileged. You know, all of this hate and shit that's going on towards Asian Americans, people of any sort of Asian descent, which, hello, Simone is of Asian descent. Y'all think that I don't get any of this, and I do. Y'all think I don't have to tell my gang, hey, you need to watch it. This is the things that you need to do. Because just looking at the gang, they're not safe, just like blacks aren't safe. Just like fucking Asians aren't safe. Nobody at this point is safe. And I really wish people would stop thinking that, oh, well, white privilege this, white privilege that. Y'all realize that that is just as, if not more, fucking racist than the fucking black racism. You sitting there telling us that we're white privilege this and that is equally as racist as some of these idiots that call you guys names. And that shit ain't cool. Nobody should be calling anybody names. And as far as I'm fucking concerned, there is no different race. We all have different walks of life. Yes, we all go through different things. But we are all human. We're not aliens. Even though people like to, oh, well, illegal alien this, illegal alien that. Fuck you. Everybody is a part of the human race. Plain and fucking simple. And if anybody knows anything about caring for one another, it'd be me. I do my best, even though I can be a brute asshole at times. I am the queen of taking care of people. I give a shit about people. I want to see the best for people and in people. If anybody wants to speak their piece on this, if anybody feels like there's something that I missed, links in the description. Drop me a voice memo. Hell, reach out. Let me know, hey, I want to be on the next episode. I have no problem having y'all on. Let's hash it out. Let's speak our pieces. Hell, you really want to do it? We'll shoot a video while we're recording an episode. Stick that shit on YouTube. Let's get this shit viral. I am totally open to open and honest communication. You want to hit me up? Like I said, that link will be in the description for this episode. You want more information on the streetlight movement? You let me know. I'll get you in touch with the right people. You want to join that branch of the streetlights that I deal with? That group is absolutely fantastic and some of the sweetest people I have ever met. Well, met in the sense that you guys get. I love my clan and I feel as if that streetlight group is a part of my clan. Anyway, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll talk next week.